Well, nothing says the golden nacho like a good old-fashioned crotch shot right in the groin.
Spooky.
Oh, man. I tell you, of all the things that happens on a golf course, that has to be number one scariest thing that could ever happen.
I'm sure. That's what, yes, I hear.
I mean, getting hit with a golf ball at any point in time, whether, right, you're around a tree or everybody's kind of thinking like, oh, maybe I can fit it through that tree. You think that there's a possibility you could hit somewhere in your body.
Right.
But not there. All right. So now we go into the Golden Nacho Award. We have obviously some great submissions like we do every week. And our guys from Bill's Mafia.
They won't go away.
It's every single week.
We're not even looking anymore.
What is it with these guys and tables?
I feel like there must be some sort of tradition. Like, you win beer pong, you crash the table. Because these guys choreographed it. They're like, one, two, and like threw him. See?
Oh, yeah, they rehearsed it.
Yeah, like, okay, they were and this is on purpose.
Yep.
We are not accidentally falling on it. Somebody didn't get too drunk and wipe out on it. I mean, but I'm sure they're too drunk.
I don't know anything about beer pong per se, but that looks like a professional table, and they ruined it.
I know they did. But I feel like now this is like the third table we've seen somebody body slam on. So I think it's just tradition. I think that's a Bill's Mafia tradition.
So now everybody's scrambling. If you're part of Bill's Mafia, like,
yeah,
I want to do the table one this week.
Like, if you eventually go to your favorite tailgating with the Bill's Mafia, you're going to have to bring your own table to smash.
I think so. This is Josh McCown for the Cleveland Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty innocent, going out of bounds. What is that?
Is he faking that?
I don't know. It's like he slows down. I get it because there's concrete and his cleats are kind of slippery. But he's going pretty slow there. I don't think he's flopping like in soccer. I mean, be an athlete, man.
Like, that's embarrassing a little, no?
It kind of is.
I could run into that wall and stay on my feet.
Not dressed like that.
I couldn't see where I'm going in these. I have no peripheral vision.
This is
here, let me turn
awesome
and see the screen. Okay.
This is awesome. Okay, so this is Fartgate number two. This is Mike Ditka.
Susie, I was from Philly, but they got rid of me, so I'm going with the Giants.
He lets one go, and the best part about it is Chris Carter's face.
Watch.
So I'm going with the Giants.
Let's see if the Giants.
Like, he was the best person to be sitting next to him. You know, with the expressive eyebrows, yeah, anyway? That was hysterical.
And watch the lean.
I don't feel like he tried to hide it. I feel like he was like, and now it's time.
So there was a debate with all of this, whether it,
right,
was or wasn't. And
it was or was not.
Because he hasn't said anything. So let's go and ask our NFC North resident expert, Big Cat from Barstool Sports, and see what Big Cat thinks.
Yes, that was a fart by Mike Ditka, but no, it does not matter. Mike Ditka has a Super Bowl ring. He's an older, respected member of our society, and when you get to that age and you have that respect, you are allowed to fart at any time, anywhere, and people should bow down to that.
I have to give it to the legendary Ditka.
What? He's going to add that to his shelf of trophies, I'm sure.
Yeah, so Ditka and your flatulence, congratulations this week. You won the Golden Nacho
So
Award.
Weird.
So I'm going with the Giants. Giants.
Well, I can't believe our Halloween show has already come to an end.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
It's over. It was a lot of fun. By the way, I'm Erin Neuberg. This is Ben Lieber.
If you couldn't tell.
In case you couldn't tell. It's really us. Listen, if you want to be part of next week's show, send in your tweets, your pictures, your videos. We'd love videos,
yes,
of your pets. Maybe with their Vikings gear on.
Oh, that'd be great.
Maybe doing a funny trick. Maybe singing School Vikings. We'd love to see them for next week's show.
And then we'll always pick the winner. They get $100 to the Bearded Bucks, courtesy of the Minnesota State Lottery. So we want to see your pets in Vikings gear. You could win one of these big bad babies. And that will do it for this week's show. So thank you guys very much. See you later.
See you soon.